Dipping a toe in the cover cropping in your orchard. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Steve Herring is a cover crop and weed specialist. He's a postdoc from UC Davis.
Yeah, I think there's a few things, and a lot of times I'm surprised about how many people actually are using cover crops, and it seems like a lot of people are cover crop curious, and they're trying it out on a few acres, part of an orchard, something like that. And so a lot of times it's just taking the leap into...
Yeah, take a leap and understand the system.
And especially like addressing the logistical challenge of adding a couple extra management steps to every acre of every orchard.
And what about cover crop seed?
Cover crop seed is not that expensive, and a lot of times people can get a hold of a planter pretty easily. And so I think it's just kind of the challenge of adding something back, you know, trying a new thing, even though cover crops aren't really that new.
Tell me more, Steve.
There are plenty of people that do it, no problem, and a lot of people recognize the benefits, but it's just when you got to deal with weather and you're harvesting multiple crops in the fall and trying to do sanitation, just managing all those different steps can be a little bit of a challenge.
That's Steve Herring. He's a cover crop specialist for permanent crops with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.